53, 7 more minutes, and then Furious George explodes. I mean, it's going to be crazy. So, you best stay tuned. I'm going to leave you with a little old schoolishness that I think will help you get in the proper frame of mind.
Yo, check this out, man.
Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got soul.
Hey,
listen if you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm singing.
Hey,
giving what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing. While the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Hey,
our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
That
as the rhythm's designed to bounce with calcium, that's the
rhyme.
Designed to fill your mind now that you realize the prize arrives. We got to pump the stuff to make it tough. From the heart, it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize, make a change, nothing strange.
People, people,
we are the same. No, we're not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless.
You say, what is this?
My beloved, let's get down to business. Mental self-defense or fitness.
Don't rush the show. You got to know what you know.
To make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be.
Fight the power.
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 We got to fight the powers that be.
Down, man.
Robert Gates!
Put it down, man.
Ben Stein!
Put it down.
Sit down, man.
Red back.
Sit down, man.
Red Paul.
Sit down, man.
LL Cool J.
Sit down, man.
Netanyahu.
Sit down, man.
Sarah Palin.
Sit down, man.
Newt Gingrich.
Sit down, man.
Tommy Tee.
Sit down, man.
Philly Shockley.
Sit down, man.
Bloomberg.
Sit down, man.
Taco Bell. Wait a minute, I got that taco smell, that pescado smell. I got a lot of smells. I rolled a lot of L's.
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I got that pizza gun. I got that pizza butt.
No.
I'm at the Pizza Hut. And at the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I'm at that Taco Bell. That combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
That combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Pizza Hut.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
That Taco Bell.
One, two, three, four. I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. What? I'm at the Pizza Hut. What? I'm at the Taco Bell. What? I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Where you at?
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
No.
I'm at that Taco Bell.
Really?
I'm at that combination.
No.
Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Okay, wait. I'm at the Pizza Hut.
No, you wait.
I'm at the Taco Bell.
I'm over here.
I'm at the combination
The next battle is going to be between Scott Walker and the Wisconsin Power Washers Local 11. The real issue in all this is simple. The country is broke. Whose fault is it? Wall Street, Main Street, Sesame Street.
Jamaica Avenue, that's where I'm at. Where you at? No, that's where I'm at. Where you at?
I don't see you here, dog.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
Thank you. Didn't you warn us, Count? Oh. Seriously. His only job is to count. Hey, you know one thing we can do? Not extend the Bush tax cuts to the top 2% of the country. That would earn us $700 billion over the next 10 years. Oh, and maybe also we could close some corporate tax loopholes. I think that would be good.
Instead of spending more, why don't we lower corporate tax rates to create investment and jobs?
I favor that too, Larry.
What would really help us if you actually literally did cut taxes on corporations.
I quite frankly think they're going to be extending the Bush tax cuts.
I think they should be extended.
I would be for extending them permanently.
Oh, okay, so that idea. Where are we going to get the money?
Teachers know the kids are going to be in the seats and the taxpayers are just going to be sending in the money no matter how poorly they do. So they have no incentive to do a good job.
The average salary of a teacher in Wisconsin is $51,000 a year. The benefits from that package are $25,000. So we're talking about $76,000 average.
Average? Really? We're going to get it from teachers? Are you sure?
It's a part-time job. They're done at 2:30 in the afternoon, and they don't work summers.
The job doesn't end at 2:30. I mean, they're doing homework.
Oh, please.
Oh, they are. My mom was a teacher. I was shopping with her at 3.
I'm telling you.
Down at the mall.
That's not my experience.
Down at Marshall's. Let me just say this. Lohman's.
You know, it's funny. My mom was a teacher, too, and she actually worked her ass off for not a lot of money. Hey! Maybe your mom was a teacher. And not for nothing, but maybe you're bitter because after school, instead of going to play with your friends, you had to go to Lohman's with your mom.
Done.
think? It sounds like you're casting aspersions on all teachers and the greed that's growing out of an unchecked system, and that teacher's union system needs to be destroyed. I guess you probably feel the same way about Wall Street.
I think people who villainize Wall Street have the wrong perception of Wall Street.
There was a few bad apples, you know, excuse the cliche, out there, and it's killing the entire sector.
We bash banks. Let's not deny as well, though, that they create a lot of jobs in the country. And why is it that we feel comfortable bashing job creation? See, bankers, unlike teachers, provide a lot of service. And they don't work till 3. Their bell doesn't ring till 4. Pat. At which point they all head to Lomax to take a on their way to Bloomingdale's. So don't let these teachers fool you. Don't let these teachers fool you. Unlike Wall Street and bankers, teachers are no friend to the working man.
Of course, some people want to change the subject. Anyway, get our top marginal tax rates back to what they were.
Democrats are falling back on their favorite theme, class warfare.
I've never seen class warfare as nasty as it is today as a result of this tax debate.
Class warfare, the bitterness and the hatred of wealthy and successful people.
Class warfare, it is what the Democrats are all about.
Disgusting. Democrats have pitted the top 2% against the lower 98, when the Republicans know the real battle should be fought within the middle class, preferably amongst neighbors.
My problem is when teachers make substantially more than what the private sector workers are making, yet they want more.
How hard would you work if you couldn't get fired?
Do you have a union that is so greedy that they want their people to be held at different standards than working class Americans?
It is about that we are better than you. We deserve to have your money.
Their benefits greatly exceed the private sector.
A lot of middle class and working class people who are just repulsed by the amount of about the benefits that they get.
There may have been a time a century ago where public
the immediate events
were,
of this uprising in Egypt
mistreated
are only a week old.
And underpaid. If that was ever a problem, we have overfixed it.
Yeah. Now those teaching fat cats living next to other people who are less fat, causing all kinds of problems. Well, if it isn't Mr. Fancy Pants, middle school social studies teacher. Yeah. I got your cup of sugar right here. To wrap up, rather than bring the highest marginal tax rate back to what it was in the 1990s, we need to bring teachers' abilities to negotiate their own livelihood back to the 1890s. And that, oh, okay, I'm sorry, class, we're going to pick this up tomorrow. Very quickly, though, teachers, could you stick around for just 1 second? I want to have a quick word with you at camera 3. Okay. The reason I asked you to stay after headline is, I don't know if you were listening, but you're destroying America. Yeah. Look at you, with your chalk-stained irregular blouses from Lomans, and your Hyundai with its powered steering and its windshield. I guess bugs hitting you in the face doesn't cut it for old Mr. Chips. Mr. Holland? 3 months vacation every summer, special textbooks with all the answers in them. And who outside of Google employees have both a cafeteria and a gymnasium at their workplace? Don't think we don't know about those shiny red apples you get day after day after day. You think those apples grow on trees, mister? Well, I don't, because I don't have all the answers in the book.
Brain feeder.
let's go.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. Thursday night. Well past 10. But you probably know by now this show is potentially offensive to some of you in our listening audience. For those of you who are not offended and are interested in what we're doing here, it's called micro-powered, community-based, kind of low-watt FM. Low-power, but high-power, community-based, as a long-standing tradition of micro-community revolutionary pirate kind of style radio, where folks from the community just come in and do their show. When they go back, we don't get paid to travel here. We are primarily doing this because it's so much fun. I do it every Thursday. You can check out old shows at wcomfm.org. You probably guessed what we're going to spotlight tonight, as we do every Thursday night. Mostly because it's fun, and we also play some of this fun hip-hop in the background. This is Donkey Stomp that you're listening to right now. Transition into some P.L. White. I'll talk to you in a little bit soon.
Congressman from Anthony Weiner is a Democrat from New York, and he is leading the charge to get Justice Thomas to recuse himself. Congressman Weiner, thank you for being back on the program.
My pleasure.
So what is the big deal about Justice Thomas and his marriage and his comments about supporting his wife?
Well, what it comes down to is a pretty clear federal law that requires judges and justices to recuse themselves whenever there is an appearance of impropriety, or not an appearance of impropriety as much as an appearance of a bias in the case.
Right.
And it has certain categories that you must recuse yourself. And one of them is if you or your household, your spouse, has any financial interest in the outcome. And we found out recently that Ginny Thomas, the spouse of Justice Thomas, has received more than $700,000 from organizations whose existence is based on making sure that the health care bill is ruled unconstitutional. And it got even worse this weekend, as you pointed out in your lead-in, because Justice Thomas basically said he agreed with his wife. So now it's pretty clear that he stated his bias in the case before it's reached him, and under the clear letter of the law, he must recuse himself.
Thank you. I just want to respond to that because the first point, speaking to her interest as a lobbyist, what I'm told by Supreme Court experts, I covered the High Court for 3 years and I practiced law for 9, but what I am told by my Supreme Court expert contacts, and these are folks who are on the left, I want to state for the record, is that having any sort of a professional interest in a case, as his wife arguably does, that is not grounds for recusal. It'd be a different thing if Clarence Thomas himself had stock in some company that, you know, was being affected, but they say this is not that. But I want to address your second point.
Well, before you go off that,
sure, go ahead.
Before you go off that, I'll read you from U.S. Title 28. Any justice must disqualify himself in any of the following circumstances. He, individually, or his spouse, has a financial interest in the subject matter in controversy.
No, but she lobbies for groups who are opposed to this health care law.
And raises money doing it. And
right, but that's not the same as what these experts are telling me. So that's fine. I see your point.
17 law professors on the left and right have argued differently. And remember, no, this is about the perception.
No, not about that specific point. Let me get to your second point because I don't have a lot of time because you don't have a lot of time for me. So now, you suggested that Justice Thomas came out and spoke to a group.
The
it was the Federalist Society, which
led
is a
you into
group,
the
group of conservative
no.
people.
Has led to the corruption of it.
But John, there's a correlation between poverty and poor test scores. Teachers shouldn't bear the total blame for a larger systemic failure.
Pish, posh, piffle. If you can't create a competitive labor environment for us to school our children, someone else will. That is right. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard me. I am recommending right now that we as Americans look into outsourcing our children's education. Now, obviously, we cannot fly in thousands of Chinese teachers. They would overtax our nation's healthcare system. What I am proposing is that we disassemble our children, ship them, and have them reassembled over there. We will win the future.
I'm in the building, building with belding. Ask for whom the bell rings. DR. Something like a neo rap Zack attack. Finna spark an L and have myself a Big Mac attack. Known to rock the flyest shit and eat the best pizza. Charge that shit to MasterCard, already owe Visa. Catch me drinking lean in Italy like I was Pisa. We could eat the flyest cave age cheese for she's ma. Yeah, we could eat Gruyere as if we care. We could eat Rockfort. Or we could just kick it like Rockports in the periphery of Little Sicily. Little did she know I'm tickling boo. She's so giggly. Catch me solving mysteries like Wikipedia Brown. It's the future, get down. We make a sound even if nobody's around. Like a tree or the tears of a clown. Yo, I'm afraid of clowns, I'm afraid of small towns. Positive energy is something like I'm afraid of all frowns. Catch me at the crib getting light to Jeff Mangum. It's fun to do bad things like rhyme about handguns. If any problem pop off, a Joe Pesci any fool while drinking that pop off. That's cause I'm a good fella, stay about the hood hella much now. But punch clowns if they touch down while I'm eating lunch now, while I'm eating a burger. Metaphysical, spiritual, lyrical murder. The ill 96 manifestable third eye. Abstract backpack, vegan skateboards, etc. Rap hella much and busted ass Jetta with Coretta Scott King. Rap bridge on a duet with T-Pain and Stephen Hawking. I'm not joking, stop jocking, stop talking. Shut up, hush up, please shut the fuck up. Shut up, dude, shut up. Das Races is the new cool G-Rap. Peep us at the Grammys, we'd like to thank G-Chat. We'd like to thank Weed Rap. The best rappers, be real. Jokes, it's us, come on, be real. Second Latin rapper to like the Beatles. But on the real, they swear I'm blacker than Cheeto, like Don King playing Donkey Kong Country at his cousin's house. You don't even know what it's about.
This is panic attack rap, eating four flapjacks. Trap raps, let them free, they always come back to me. The internet told me that that's called love. I'm on the internet cause I'm an internet thug. Himanshu, yes I'm in control, man. Pause vibe, emanator, yes I got my soul tan. Soul shine, soul glow, so promo. Catch me on the south side, kicking it with Shlomo.
Kicking it with Gary Soto. All the cholos saying, mira el joto. Just because I rock the secondhand Versace. Watch me, watch me. The second hand couldn't even clock me. You couldn't see me like a Cuban playing hockey. Cracker in the chocolate, that's human pocky. Papa look stocky, mama look chalky. Me, I look a little something like a young shot G. Words come through me like I was a walkie-talkie. All I do is open up my mouth and just rock. See, you are not me. Me, I am possibly everything plus everything that is not me. Jokes that is not T. R-U-E, are you understanding everything? Do you got me? Catch me in the trees where it's shady like Lockheed Martin, sparking in the shade of the trees in the park. Me, heart the angels stay singing in the dark like the rainbow in the Ronnie James Dio joint. Hit it from the backcourt like it was a 3-point. I don't give a fuck, I'm a duck to a decoy. No trust in white-faced man like Geronimo. Tried to go to Amsterdam to do it, same Guantanamo.
$13 billion less than expected. A cut, but still an increase over last year. 3. Know your guns and butter. If a 600-pound man eats 60 pounds of butter, but he was thinking of eating 90 pounds of butter, how much weight has he lost? He has lost 30 pounds, correct? This military did not become the biggest single spender of federal dollars by using civilian masks.
Hey yo, this your boy Low Limit from Laser Sword. You're not tuned into the sound of motherfucker.
Freestyle. So I call it pay style. I'm so spaced out. No, I'm not a hipster. I'm rebel to the mirror. Wearing African American apparel in the ghetto when I don't get straight.
Over facts versus propaganda. The protesters understand that one side is distorting things, even interrupting Fox News live shots with chants of Fox lies.
For the most part, they are just at this point wanting to make sure that this bill does not come to the...
Now, the other day, Bill O'Reilly sent a producer to ask a protester in front of News Corp what exactly Fox lies about, and the protester fumbled the answer. So Bill took the opportunity to gloat.
Finds out that they're mad, Bernie, that Fox lies. Okay? Fox lies about what? And nobody can tell.
Bill, I know someone who can tell you. Me. Thank you for teeing that one up. So let's get started. First, listen to Glenn Beck talking about collective bargaining.
In fact, FDR said collective bargaining would destroy us. Yes, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Look it up.
So, of course, we looked it up. Perhaps something Beck should have done before he went on air. Of course, FDR never said anything about collective bargaining destroying us all. In fact, FDR signed laws protecting collective bargaining and often hailed collective bargaining as an important step for labor. Now, he did have some big questions about public unions' right to strike, but that's nowhere near collective bargaining destroying us all.
Thank you.
he was in fact massively in favor of it in many contexts. Next, Fox contributors keep saying that Governor Scott Walker campaigned on a platform that included ending collective bargaining for public workers. Just check out the tape.
You have to put Scott Walker in context. He campaigned for a year and a half on a very clear program. Nothing he's doing is new. Everything he's doing was in his platform.
Again, not true. The fact-checking site PolitiFact looked into this and were unable to produce any record of Walker vowing to end collective bargaining. Walker hasn't produced any record of that either. Now, next up, the idea that public workers in Wisconsin are fat cats.
State government employees make over $51,000 a year on average. Compare all of that to the private sector employees who make about $38,600 a year. What a difference. It used to be if you went to work for the state government, you would make less, but it was worth it because you'd have good benefits, good health care, nice fat pension, that kind of thing. So your salary would be lower. You can see from that full screen we just showed you, that graphic, that's no longer the case.
All right, except that they want to cut their pensions. And the second problem is that the Fox numbers didn't account for workers' education, experience, and other factors. The Economic Policy Institute found that when those things are accounted for, Wisconsin's public employees earn 4.8% less. So Fox either purposely compared apples and oranges with the intent to deceive and manipulate the passions of their audience, or they just could be ignorant of the facts. Maybe they're just all ignorant. And finally, Mr. O'Reilly, let's come back to you. A couple of nights ago, while talking about Wisconsin, your show rolled video of a violent protest, which, by the way, didn't really happen in Wisconsin. Now, one problem, you made no mention of the actual location, leaving the impression that the Wisconsin protesters were out of control. A little misleading, don't you think? Now, look out for the palm trees in the background here.
How many are professional left-wingers and how many are just regular folks?
It's tough to tell. When you get to the weekends, you get a lot of out-of-towners. A lot of people are bussed in from not just Wisconsin, but a lot of surrounding states.
It started in part with complaints about Ginny Thomas, who was the wife of Clarence Thomas, and lobbying work that she did for organizations that oppose that federal health care overhaul law.
Before it reached him, and under the clear letter of the law, he must recuse himself.
I just want to respond to that because the first point, speaking to her interest as a lobbyist, here, was she not the Solicitor General of the United States?
That was not the part that I'm taking exception to. If you let me finish my thought.
I remember covering her confirmation hearing to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what goes on at Fox is actually coverage, but we'll get that to another conversation.
Okay.
You said she had to recuse herself. She did not. She chose to in many cases where she had very little role in simply because of the appearance was there. That's what Justice Thomas should do.
If you were a lawyer in the case.
I responded to something that you said.
Talk to someone who was from California who's sleeping in the Capitol throughout this process. So you've got a real mixed bag.
With misleading information and impression. That is part and parcel of what they do over there. With me now is Eric Bollert, Senior Fellow with Media Matters for America. All right, Eric, that is not all, is it? I want to go to them doing this in other occasions. For example, you saw there, they're talking about Wisconsin, they put up the palm trees, et cetera. Now, you remember John Stewart busted them on this, too, on another protest about that Sean Hannity was talking about. Let's watch that for a second.
It seems Sean Hannity used footage of a bigger crowd from a totally different event to make last week's GOP healthcare rally appear more heavily attended.
All right, so what do you think's going on here? Are they just constantly, whoops, making a mistake, wrong video again, or do you think it's on purpose?
And you forgot to mention last week when they inverted the poll results. There was a poll result.
Oh, we got that too.
Yeah. You know, strong support for collective bargaining. Everyone else in the press managed to report it correctly. Fox News put up the graphic, and oh my gosh, they inverted the numbers. And since then, they basically ignore any of the polls, like the New York Times poll that show strong support for the unions and collective bargaining. So yeah, you could... A couple innocent mistakes, but you add it all up. Look, Fox News in the last couple of weeks has been basically an anti-union clearinghouse. That's what they do. This is Fox News as a political operation, not Fox News as a journalistic operation. They can't do the second, but they love to do the first.
Eric, you know, you mentioned the mistakes. It's over and over. We'll give you one more. Mark Foley, you remember the Republican who was going after the young pages? And then when Fox News puts him on, all of a sudden he's a Democrat. Look at that, Democrat from Florida.
Big deal.
Totally not true. And what do you think it is? Do you think they're incompetent and they make mistake after mistake after mistake? And all those mistakes happen to be against Democrats? Or is it coordinated? What is it? I really don't even know if it's coordinated. It just seems like, golly gee willikers, all the mistakes are in favor of Republicans.
It's a dangerous combination of incompetence and bias. So that's the bubble that they live in. So I think when the incompetence comes up, it all flows in one direction. And again, what's interesting about Wisconsin is that Fox News is very angry and bewildered. Why are people chanting Fox News lies in the background? I mean, come on. That's necessary truth telling. That's what that is. That is an accurate media critique. And what's interesting in Wisconsin, they sort of venture outside the right-wing bubble, and they realize people are pushing back against their lies, and they're very bewildered by the whole thing.
This next one is the first song on our new album.
Wasn't. That's all he has is a wife who is a lobbyist. And what-
what he said on that tape was his wife. Can I put my tape? What he said in that tape, I thought I could have my turn. I thought I was getting my turn now. Where's my turn?
That's my chain.
Talk shit at this part? About how like the world didn't see it coming.
That's my chain,
like he was this fresh, right? You didn't know.
We're not joking, just joking. We are joking, just joking. We're not joking. We're not joking, just joking. We are joking, just joking. We're not joking. We're not joking, just joking. We are joking, just joking. We're not joking. We're not joking, just joking. We are joking, just joking. We're not joking.
I'm so wild, they call me Four Loko. So local, where they do it for cocoa. Puff like cocoa, till I'm crisp like cocoa. Bonobo, iced tea plus cocoa. Sunoco flow, no Pinocchio. No BP, just beat me, meet me. Where I beat beats, drop street heat. I'm on the block like street meat. Call me Dwight Schrute, the way that I eat beats. No beat farm, just farm beats, smarmy. A motherfucker try to harm me. Yeah. I scrap happily, smack a little scrappy type dude for free, not for a fee. I rock for a tea, maybe just a cup of tea. Had enough of me, I'm just beginning. Finna be a minute for the fat lady singing. I'm swimming, I'm crazy, I'm wavy pipeline. Rappers lack flow, now they're trying to bite mine. Need like three lifelines, three whites, three lines of Ike, a white, a night to get hype. Three types of nights, my floor sides is spike, my floor shines is tight, your punchlines is light. The days of our lives, plus the nights. Catch me on the corner, drunk and puking, crazy stupid, Sammy and Lucas.
As a reference to the soap opera, Days of Our Lives, even though I was a bigger General Hospital fan growing up.
We're not joking, just joking, we are joking, just joking, we're not joking. We're not joking, just joking, we are joking, just joking, we're not joking. We're not joking, just joking,
what he said
we are joking, just joking,
tape,
we're not joking.
I thought I
we're not joking, just joking, we are joking, just joking, we're not joking.
Yeah, see, quit smiling and shut your silly traps. These Uta Brown weirdos is wildin', but they could really rap. They saw the cover of the tape, figured it's pretty whack. Later on, eventually admitted that it's pretty cracked. Snatch the beer can out your hand, like, give me that. I'm all up in the freezer at your crib, like, where your gym be at? Couple W's in the swish, Dougie, spin me that. Titty fat, Jimmy hat, give me that. Similac, chug it, cut it, print it. I think it's finished, but really black. Run it back, tell me if you're feeling that. Wait a minute, like Ray J. My work is my play. Every day, payday. Meet me at the mall, it's going down. Mayday. Get it? Joke's not the mall, the Maysays. Joke's not Maysays for JJ's. Hey, hey, they say. They wanna have my kids like Bay Bay. No way, way, no Bay Bay. That's 18 years, like Ye say. Too much to pay. Sweating me, like Shanaynay. She say she gave me melee, three way way.
We're not joking, just joking, we are joking, just joking, we're not joking. We're not joking, just joking, we are joking.
You can appear on state TV from your very own repressed country. You'll learn all about reassuring the country.
We're not joking, we're not joking, just joking, we are joking, just joking, we're not joking.
You puff herb, dog, I smoke weed too. You cheap Chiba, ayo dog, me too.
Yo, me too. You like weed, dude, me too. You like smoking weed, I see you.
These rappers whack as the movie Whackness. They saccharine, but they not equal.
Oh no, call the cousin sweet and low, dude. Crossover numbers for brothers and white demons too.
We not racist, we love white people. Four trucks, apple pies, bald eagles.
Yeah, Cheetos, Doritos, Fritos, Pringles, Kraft singles, Slim Jims, Sierra Mist.
Butter crunch cookies, Sour Patch Kids. The block is like a mattress in the hood, I'm flipping on it.
Living in the ghetto on a dirty mattress. Over 30 actress, Belova, Cod, Dolly, A-Tastic.
We are joking, just joking, we're not joking. We're not joking, just joking, we are joking, just joking, we're not joking.
Power Clean comes the Power Clean Communications Course. You too can appear on state TV from your very own repressed country. You'll learn all about reassuring the country.
Everything is fine. I would kill all of you before I would ever step down.
Changing course.
Mubarak has left. He has fled to his beach house. Please do not kill him.
Keeping it in the family.
My dad is in charge to the last bullet, the last stylish tracksuit.
Using dramatic backdrops.
I'm going to stand here in this bombed out building and threaten you with civil war.
With the Power Clean Communications course, you'll learn helpful tips about maintaining control through hair dye, snappy uniforms, threatening chaos, blaming the West, blaming Islam, blaming drunks. You'll also learn how to compose a headline-grabbing speech before deciding your next move. And when you're really in a jam, let the cameraman do the talking.
Our wonderful leader is still firmly in charge.
So you're free to spend time killing or fleeing the country. Our graduates have gone on to do everything from killing more countrymen to living a life in comfortable exile. With the Power Clean Communications course, the choice is yours. You just better decide quickly.
everybody knows. Makes his home all over the place. Goes to sleep by falling down on his face. Sometimes known as the leader of the homeless. Sometimes drunk, he's always homeless. Sleeping on the street in a cardboard box. Better off chicken than slaying the rock. Your head together, Thunderbird is the word, and I'm light as a feather. Detox at the flop house, no booze allowed. Remember the good old days with the rockabilly crowd. Memphis is where he's from. He lives in the street, but he's no bum. He's just a rockabilly star from the days of old. He used to have teeth all filled with gold. A platinum voice and only gold records. On the bass was boots, on the bass was checkers. Louis Vuitton with the Gucci guitar. Johnny Royale, who do you think? Wonder bread bag shoes, singing helter skelter. He asked for a dollar, you know what it's for. Bottle after bottle, he'll always need more. No less important than your working class stiffs. He drinks a lot of liquor, but he don't drink piss. Played his dues, playing the blues. He claims he wrote the blue suede shoes. Elvis shaved his head when he went into the army. That's right, y'all, his name is Johnny.
Johnny Royale.
That is
Johnny Royale.
$2 to go buy some biscuits.
WCOM Radio, Furious George here, still spins fun stuff out, having fun because we can take a little piece of the airwaves here and play with it and mix in some fun speeches and underground hip hop at the same time and dance in the studio. DJ Jazzy Jazz is here. Also want to send a little good night to little DJ Charlie Char, of course DJ Ace Master. And also to DJ Cairo, this song goes out to you. And if everybody out there is into micro-powered community-based radio, stick around. We got more of it coming up. I'll be back. I'm furious. 103.5.
Un castillo y también un amor. Hubo una vez un gran rey.